this morning, turn to the Gospel of Matthew quickly this morning, Matthew chapter number 9. I'm going to finish up here in the Gospel of Matthew on Wednesday night for those that were able to be in the service. We looked at actually the last verses of this chapter in verses 35 through verses 38 and looked at those verses of how Jesus was calling for laborers to go out and certainly proclaim the good news of the Gospel. And we looked at that Wednesday night. Last Sunday, if you were in the service, we was also here in chapter number 9, and we looked at the story, of course, of Jairus and his daughter, and just a little bit, not get into depth, certainly the woman with the issue of blood. And we talked about the power of faith, the power of faith. And last week we looked at a father's faith for his child. This morning I want to continue the thought on the power of faith here out of the Gospel of Matthew in verses 27 down through verse number 34. But our text verse today is going to be verse 29. And again, we're going to talk about the power of faith. The power of faith. It is very important this morning what you believe and who you believe in. This morning, there's nothing no greater of importance in your life in what you believe and who you believe in. And so this morning, again, if you do not know Christ as Savior, the most urgent thing in your life, irregardless of what you might be going through, what you might be facing, the greatest thing that you need in your life is faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's how we're saved this morning. That's how we come into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, is through simple, childlike faith. And I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad it's that way this morning. It's the same for everyone. Now, everyone's experience might be different, but at the end of the day, it's all placing our faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, His finished work upon Calvary, His resurrection, and certainly you and I calling upon Him and receiving Him as our personal Lord and Savior by faith. And so as we've been looking at through all these miracles here in the Gospel of Matthew, there's a key that is to every one of those miracles and everything that Jesus done, even in His earthly ministry, and is that key word of faith. And I'm glad that there was power in faith then, and I'm glad this morning there's power in faith today. And so today, friend, I don't know what you might need. I don't know what you might have come in with. I don't have any idea. But God does today. The Lord Jesus knows where you're at. He knows what you need. And He's looking for me and you just to put our faith in Him. Does that mean God's going to solve every problem that I have today? Absolutely not. We're in a world today that even Job said that man born of woman is few days and full of trouble. That's just life. But boy, I'm so glad I've got somebody that'll go with me. I got somebody that'll help me. I'm glad I've got somebody that can answer prayer and can solve problems. And His name is Jesus this morning. So I want you to think about that as we look here in these verses, familiar scriptures today, and talk about again the power of faith. Last week we said again, we talked about a father's faith for his child and how certainly God worked through that and the healing of Jairus' daughter. Today I want to look at this thought this morning in the power of faith, according to your faith. According to your faith. I want you to think about this morning as we read the scripture today. If you found your place, say amen. I ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand this morning, and if you're not, that's okay. Matthew chapter number 9, starting in verse number 27. The Bible says that when Jesus departed thence, notice now, two blind men followed Him. That's a miracle within itself, if you ask me. Notice that two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye," now notice the question, "believe ye that I am able to do this?" And they said unto Him, "Yea, Lord." And then verse number 29, again our text today from these verses of Scripture. Then the Bible says, "Then touched He their eyes, saying, according," now I want you to get it, "according to your faith, be it unto you." According to your faith, be it unto you. Notice in verse number 30, "And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they," verse 31, But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Notice in verse 32 what happens. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. Again, verse 29, according to your faith, be it unto you. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity, to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, and Lord, for this privilege to be back in your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, this homecoming Sunday, Lord, we thank you for the privilege, again, just to gather in. And Lord, for those that are visiting with us today, Lord, I just thank you again for just meeting with us and for the teaching of the Word of God, and then the beautiful singing, and Lord, the Spirit moving in the hearts and lives of people already in the service this morning getting help, Lord, upon this altar. I thank you for that now. Lord, as your servant, Father, I pray that, God, you would touch me once again with fresh oil. God, I pray, anoint my heart, my mind, and my mouth that, Lord, I would preach the message, Lord, that's needed, Father, for this hour here this morning. And then, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive to that which you have, Lord, for each and every one of us. Let us search our hearts today. Let us search our lives this morning. And, Lord, if there be any area, Lord, in our life that we truly need to seek help from you and just trust you with, I pray this morning, God, that you would deal with our hearts, and especially for that one that could be here today, Lord, that's never trusted you as Savior. Oh, God, today I pray the convicting power of God would fall upon their hearts this morning. And, Lord, this very day they would apply faith and trust Christ as their Savior. Lord, for the one that might be cold and indifferent, Lord, whatever the need, God, just meet every need upon every heart. And, Lord, we're going to thank you and praise you, Father, for what you're going to do through your word and through the working of the Holy Spirit this service this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. Just as quickly as I can, I realize, again, time is slipping away this morning, but I want to continue the thought on the power of faith. And again, this morning, that little phrase that Jesus gives us in verse number 29. And boy, I wish that all of us, including myself, could really get a hold of these verses of Scripture this morning. And you may be here today and you may say, preacher, I'm not worried about this thing called faith. I don't need faith. I don't need God. But friend, there's nothing further from the truth this morning. There's not an individual under the sound of my voice today that does not need God, that does not need help from the Holy One this morning. We all need Him. We all need help from Him. And we're all going to face circumstances in life that we're not going to understand and we don't have the answer for. And we're just going to have to trust God with. And so this morning, we find in our wonderful text again these words as Jesus gives to these two blind men. According to your faith, be it unto you. Be it unto you. Again, we have the miracle performed before us this morning of the Savior by giving sight to these two blind men. And as we said this morning, the key to this miracle, with all the other miracles that we've looked at in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, come through the avenue and the power of faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this morning, for just a moment, I want us to think about some things that could be in our life, our very lives today, that we again need to commit to the Lord Jesus Christ and just trust Him by faith today. Because as we preached last week in the thought of the power of faith, it's the only thing that pleases God. It's the thing this morning that still moves the heart and the hand of Almighty God. I'm glad this morning that I'm serving a God that still can. I'm serving a God this morning that still will. I'm telling you this morning, if you and I would just place our trust and our faith and our confidence in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, there ain't no telling what God would do and could do in our lives and through our lives through the avenue of the power of faith. Could I say it like this morning? If God's going to do anything in our life, we're just going to have to trust Him anyhow, whether it be for salvation, whether it be for a specific need in our life, whether it be this morning to serve Him in a greater capacity, whatever that might be this morning, it's still going to have to come through the avenue of faith. So many people today miss, and I've been guilty myself, and I'm sure many of you have as well, have missed out on some of the blessings that God could have bestowed upon us, have missed out on some of the opportunities that God could have given us to be a greater witness and a greater light for Him this morning, simply because we would not trust Him in this avenue of faith. There's still power in the avenue of faith this morning, friend. Again, we cannot please God. We cannot serve God. We cannot know God other than through the avenue of faith. Everybody says, if I could just see it. Well, we come to the text this morning, and we have two blind men. Isn't that something today to think about it? Thank you, Holy Ghost of God. People want to see something. They want to be able to see it with their eyes. Friend, this thing's called faith. I've never seen Him with my eyes. I'll tell you what, I'll get to see Him one day. I thought about this. I'll tell you what, people are gathering all over America. They're talking about traffic jams. They're talking about full motel rooms, campgrounds. I'm telling you, they're talking about all kinds of things concerning this eclipse that's going to take place tomorrow. Who in the world's in charge of all that anyhow? Well, God. God's made it all. Hey, they're not taking Him by surprise. But friend, I want to tell you, boy, I wanted to preach on this song. God wouldn't let me this morning because I needed to come to this power of faith. But friend, there's something greater getting ready to take place one day. And I don't believe it's going to be long. There's something greater that's going to take place than an eclipse. Hallelujah. There's one coming back. Hallelujah. In the eastern sky with the sound of a trumpet and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ is going to rise. Then we which remain alive will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm telling you, there's something greater. There's something greater. You say, preacher, how do you know that? I'm taking it by faith. I'm taking it by faith on the one, hallelujah, that's promised that He's coming again. Hallelujah, this morning. There's something greater taking place than the eclipse. And you better get ready. You better get ready, my friend. But here's two blind men. And the blind had more faith than a lot of times those that can see. Amen. You want to know why? Because so many people have been blinded by the God of this world. The things and the attractions and all the things of this world has blinded the hearts and the minds of so many people today. Now, friend, if that be the case, the only thing that will take those blinders off, the only thing that will help you to see this morning is placing your faith and your trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've got some things that I want to share with you from this text this morning that I pray that will be a help and a challenge, and I pray that it bring conviction to the hearts of those that could be here this morning that do not know Christ as Savior, for those that could be here this morning out of the will of God, those that could be here this morning facing a circumstance in your life and you don't know where you're going to go next, you don't know what you're going to do next. Friend, I'll tell you, there's someone, thank God, that'll stick closer than a brother, and His name is Jesus. There's someone that will give you direction for your life that will help you this morning. I'm telling you, thank God, I'm glad I'm not in this thing by myself. I'm glad I've got somebody. I've got somebody that's going with me. Hallelujah. And He's going to go with me all the way this morning. How do you know? I'm just trusting Him by faith this morning. Because He said He would. Faith is taking God in His word. There's some of you here this morning, you're not taking God in His word. You're not trusting Him. You're trusting in some feeling. You're trusting in some emotion. Amen. You're not trusting Him. We need to get back to trusting Him today. Because that's the only thing that will work. I want you to know some things from our story. According to your faith. According to your faith. Let me ask it like this morning. According to your faith, what's God going to do in your life? According to your faith, what can God do in your life? I want you to notice some things quickly I don't have many sub-points. I've got a few points, but not a lot of sub-points today. I want you to notice, first of all, in our text that we see a problem. As we do so many times as we study the Word of God, we look at the ministry of the Lord Jesus, and we see problem after problem after problem. We see the leper, we see certainly the centurion that had the servant that was sick, and all these things that we've looked at through these miracles that Jesus has performed, there was a problem. Can I say this morning, when you and I have got a problem, we see a problem, and God looks at an opportunity to do His work. Boy, isn't that amazing this morning? Everything that I look at is a problem. Everything that I look at, I miss Debbie, that I can't understand it. Everything that I look at that I want to answer for, that I can't get an answer for. Maybe it's just God doing something in my life where He's going to just do something that only He can do. I'm telling you this morning, thank God. I'm glad, thank God, He can and still will perform miracles. You say, preacher, we're past the age of miracles. No, He still performs miracles every day. Listen, if you got up out of the bed this morning, in some ways that was a miracle. You're breathing air right now that only God can supply. That's a miracle. I'm telling you what, if you've ever been sick and got better, that was a miracle. But the greatest miracle that ever took place in my life was on a Sunday morning under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. Boy, I had a problem that morning and I couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't get away from it. I had a sin problem. And you say, preacher, I don't have that problem. Yeah, sure you do today. All of us have had that sin problem. I'm telling you what, I'm glad on that Sunday morning under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God, God let me know I had a problem, but He let me know, thank God, there was an answer to that problem. Thank God, there was a cure for that problem. I made my way out, made my way to Calvary on that Sunday morning, and could I say, I stepped out blind, but I followed into Calvary, and thank God, when I got to Calvary, I'm glad, hallelujah, He done something that nothing else could do. I'm glad He saved me and redeemed me by His good grace. He forgave me of my sin, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, what a miracle to save somebody like me, somebody so unworthy. But oh, my soul, I'm so glad. Thank God, I saw a problem and I brought it to somebody that could do something about it. People have problems today and they go to a pill bottle. They go to an alcohol bottle. Listen, I'm not throwing those people under the bus this morning. They're just looking for something to solve their problems. They're going to this doctor and that doctor. Listen to me, friend, if you're sick and you need to go to the doctor and get you some help. I'm not saying that at all this morning. I'm telling you what, ultimately, there will be one that's far greater than the doctors today that can solve your problems and help you and give you what you need this morning. I'm glad, thank God, His name is Jesus today, my friend. We see these two blind men. And they got a problem. I would dare say this morning the majority of the people that come in here today has got a problem. I've got problems. You've got problems. All God's children's got problems. You can try to hide them. You can try to cover them up. You can try to dismiss them. But that don't make them go away. Hey, man. Brother Archie, they're still there. It won't make them go away this morning. Right. You're trying to do the best you can with it. Handle that problem. My friend, you can't handle it. You can't take care of it. You can't dispose of it. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It's there. There is somebody that can help you with it. If it's a sin problem, I'm glad, thank God, there's somebody that can help you with it. If it's a sickness problem, God can help you with that. If it's a mental problem, God can help you with that. Preacher, do you believe that? Absolutely. If it's an emotional problem, I believe God can help you with that. If it's a spiritual problem, God can help you with that. If it's a family problem, God can help you with that. I'm telling you, I'm serving one this morning that can. We just got to trust Him. And that's easy preaching and hard living a lot of times, and I understand that. Because I've been seated where some of you are seated at this morning. Preacher, you don't know nothing about me. No, but God does. God knows exactly where you're at. Listen, He knew about these blind men before the blind men ever come on the scene. Hey, man. These men had a problem. We know this problem, according to the Scriptures this morning, was blindness. And of course, as we've preached on blindness before, and certainly this is not the only time that Jesus Himself touches blinded eyes and causes people to see. But as we study our Bible this morning, let me say quickly in this problem that, first of all, there's the physical blindness. And that's what these men had. I believe they had two different kinds of blindness. I believe they had both kinds of blindness that I'm talking about this morning, because every one of us at some time in our life, if we've reached that age of accountability, we've had the spiritual blindness. Amen? We've had the spiritual blindness. We may not have had the physical blindness this morning, and certainly some folks do, but I'm glad I've never had to experience that. But I thought about this. In physical blindness, it would be difficult. Would it not? Have you ever just closed your eyes and just had to walk around in the dark and tried to find your way around and tried to find what you needed? And I mean, just close your eyes a minute and just think about it. Couldn't see a thing. Now, that would be difficult. To be physically blind, that would be difficult. But could I say this morning, not only do we find physical blindness as we study our Bibles this morning, but we also find that spiritual blindness. Physical blindness is difficult, but spiritual blindness is deadly. Oh, I would to God, if you're here today without Christ, you get a hold of this. The physical blindness is difficulty. It's difficult. It makes for difficulties in life. But friend, that spiritual blindness is deadly. And the reason I say that it's deadly, because if you continue to live your life in spiritual blindness, you never allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come in your heart, then one day you're going to die without Christ. And there is no greater tragedy than that. I don't care what kind. You get the news of cancer. Oh, that's bad. You get the news of heart disease or whatever disease it might be, or whatever tragedy might come. Listen, those things are bad, and I'm not taking away from that this morning. But friend, the greatest tragedy this morning is for an individual to realize that there was a God that loved them and went to a cross and paid their sin debt and rose again and loves them so much that He's calling unto them, "How are you coming to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Calling to us this morning, thank God, if you'll just come, I'll forgive you, I'll take you in, I'll clean you up. I'm telling you, I'll promise you promises like you've never had before. And friend, you say no to that, and you say no to that, and you say no to that. There's no greater tragedy than leaving this world without Christ this morning. No greater tragedy. One thing about this blindness, nobody had to tell them they were blind. They knew they were. Huh? And even though we tell folks from the Scriptures that they're lost, we don't necessarily need to tell you that, because you already know that. You know, in your hearts of hearts this morning, every one of you seated here this morning, that's reached that age of accountability. You know whether this morning or not you have invited Christ into your heart, if you've trusted Him by faith. I got enough confidence in my Savior this morning, because it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That He's going to speak to your heart. because He loves you and He wants you. Hey, listen, my soul, this is good. There may not be nobody else in the world that you feel like wants you or loves you or cares anything about you. And friend, that's all a lie from the pit of hell this morning. There's somebody that loves you. There's somebody that cares about you. There's somebody that cares about your future. There's somebody that cares about your life. There's somebody that cares about your eternity. And His name is Jesus this morning. Could I say, as God's people this morning, we ought to care as well. Don't want to see anybody die and perish without God. I want you to notice from the text this morning, we see a problem. We said that problem is blindness. Two men blind. They're physically blind, which is difficult. But the spiritual blindness is deadly. If you continue to stay in that state, not only do we see a problem, but we see a prayer. You say, well, preacher, where do you see a prayer at? And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him. Now, let's think about that. Blind men followed Him. You getting it? Sometimes I'm a little slow, but are we getting it? Brother Archie, I don't know how they were following Him. But they were following Him. Now, maybe somebody was helping lead them. Boy, there's a thought there. Oh, my soul, there's a good thought there. But I'm just amazed at the Scriptures. Now, God doesn't give us everything, every little detail. Sometimes we got to just sit and think about Him and meditate on Him for a minute. But they followed Him. Oh, my soul, that's a thought there, but I got to move on. Some of you are already getting restless. It ain't nowhere near time to go yet. I see a problem, but I see a prayer. Two men followed Him. Now, notice, I said, do we see the problem? But now this morning, I see a prayer. Can I say this morning, prayer still works? Thank God, it still works. Some of you might ought to find yourself on this altar this morning just crying out, just like these two men cried out, praying and asking God and seeking God this morning. Notice they're praying. These are very simple points today, but I pray they'll touch our hearts and help us. Notice, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. I'm glad this morning we realize who we are and who He is. We'll address Him respectively, reverently, and we'll respect Him right. Lord, have mercy on me. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Oh, I love that song. You know that song I'm talking about? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would leave the splendors of glory and come and give His life on a cross for somebody like me? Who am I? We see their prayer. You got a problem. Maybe a problem to us, but it's going to be an opportunity for God to do something. Going to be an opportunity for God to work. We see a prayer. I believe we see within this prayer that they so desired to get some help. Now, we don't know how long these men had been blind, but the Bible says they were men. So most likely, very possibly, that could have been from childbirth. Could have been. Could have been maybe a little later in life something could have come up. But either way, they were men. They were men. That means they were older. They dealt with this condition for no telling how long. And nobody could help them. But I believe they heard about Jesus, all these things that Jesus has been doing. Like we talked about last week, and somebody comes knocking on Jairus' door and says, have you tried Jesus yet? So they go follow Jesus. There's a great crowd. Even I still believe at this time following Jesus. And they cry out, Lord, have mercy on us. Thou, Son of David, have mercy on us. Boy, I'm glad for a God that's merciful this morning. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad for a God that is merciful today. We see a prayer, they followed Christ, we see their cry, have mercy on us. Mercy, of course, means compassion. Well, I'm so glad for compassion to say. We see a problem, we see a prayer. But thirdly, we see a pointed question. We see a pointed question. The crowd in that prayer. Jesus is going to ask him a very pointed question. Now this morning, as Jesus asked this question to these two blind men, he's asking that same question to you and to me. Brother Kitt, God didn't allow this to be penned in his holy word through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God if it wasn't meant to speak to me. And if it wasn't meant to speak to you. And if it wasn't meant to help me and it wasn't meant to help you. We wouldn't need it this morning. But boy, I'm so glad today for the living word of God. Boy, I tell you what, I love the pointed question that Jesus asked here in verse number 28. Notice we see the two blind men following. Then cried out, Son of David, have mercy on us. And notice in verse 28. And when he was come into the house. Boy, it's good when Jesus go home, will you? Woo, hallelujah. Amen, brother. I ain't got time, preacher. I got to move on. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, here it is. Here's the question. The pointed question to every one of us here this morning. Believe ye that I am able to do this? Now, they've got a problem. They have a prayer. Have mercy on us. We need some help. Man, I'm tired of going through this life in this blinded condition. Oh, my soul. I'll tell you what, I wish people would wake up this morning and realize the blinded condition that they're walking around in. I'm telling you today, thank God, friend, if you could just see where you're at and see the problem this morning and see, thank God, that there's an answer, that there's a solution to that problem. Thank God, Jesus asked a question. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe I can do it? Everything that was going to happen in this miracle hinged on this question. Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Now, if they just said no, you know what? Those old boys would have died blind. Huh? Absolutely. People dying blind every day. Because they can't answer that question like these men answered it. I believe. I believe. Oh, it's serious. Now, whether it's for salvation this morning or whether it's something else you need in your life today that God wants to work in your life through. I've said this many times and I will say it again in passing this morning. There's not one area of your life that God's not interested in. Not one area of your life that God's not interested in today, friend. Now, if you're out in sin doing things you're not supposed to, now he's not interested in that sin, but he's interested in you. He's interested in your family. God's a family man. He's interested in you. He's interested in your family. He's interested in this church. Oh, praise God, this morning, if he's not, we're in trouble. Hey, man, there's a problem. There's a prayer. But then there's a pointed question. Believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you really believe God can? You know, we say many times God can. And sometimes we believe in our head that God can. But do we really believe it in our heart that God can? Now, that doesn't mean God's going to answer every request of prayer that you got in the way that you want it answered. Because sometimes you ask for things that aren't good for you. And listen, you can't change another individual's heart. You can't change another individual's mind. You can't change another individual's way of thinking. You cannot make anybody else do anything. But you can believe God to do something that you can't do. Huh? Our problem is so many times we just don't believe him. Preacher, have you ever struggled with that? I struggle with it all the time. Why, you preach the gospel. I'm just like you are. I struggle with the same things you struggle with. There's things that happen I don't understand. There's things that happen I don't have the answer for. There's things that I want to fix that I can't fix. There's people right now this morning my heart's burdened for. I want to see get right with God. I can't make them get saved, but I can believe God for it. I can trust God for it. I believe God can. And I know it's not His will that any should perish this morning. But I can't make them. But I can trust God. I can trust God. I can trust God. I can trust God this morning. He gives the blind man a pointed question. You believe it? The word believe is to have faith in, upon, or with respect to a person or a thing. It means to entrust. And this word believe, as it's used in the text here, the word means to entrust, especially one's spiritual well-being to Christ. Let me give you three things about this question quickly this morning. Number one, it's a simple question. Do you believe? Do you believe? Very simple question. Why do we complicate this thing with God so much? Boy, a lot of times we do, don't we? We find in the Scriptures, the Old Testament, God comes to Abraham. Abraham's time to go. I'm going to take you to a place away from here. I'm going to take you into a land. Abraham said, let's go. Huh? It's the reason he's called the father of faith. He believed God. A lot of times we won't trust God enough to get up out of our seat. Right. It's a simple question. See, we want to hold on to something. Whether it's sin, whether it's pride, whether it's hurt feelings. Oh, it's getting quiet now. Good. I can preach as good when it's quiet as when they're swinging from the chandeliers. I like it when they're swinging from the chandeliers, but that's all right. Maybe God's got our attention. Friend, you'll never get no help for your problem. Simple question. Will you believe God? Will you trust God with it? Boy, there's times in my life I wished I just went ahead and trusted God with some things and quit battling them, quit trying to fix them, quit trying to figure them out. Just trusted him with it. Boy, there's so many times. Boy, it's hard. Man, we hold on to sin. We hold on to pride. We hold on to hurt feelings. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, if that preacher hadn't have done this, or that sister hadn't have done that, or that deacon, or that Sunday school, blah, 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 blah. Let me ask you this. Is that helping your problem this morning? Well, I'll tell you what. If God hadn't have done this to me, I wouldn't be blind. That's the thinking of so many people today. Very simple question. Let me give you something else. Oh, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. It's a simple question, but it's a sincere question. Jesus meant to cut to the heart. Jesus don't fool around. He don't play around. He cuts to the heart. It's a simple question. It's a sincere question. Because I say something else about it, it's a serious question. Somebody's life could change right here today. Somebody's life ought to change here today. Yes. Amen. Somebody's life ought to change here this morning. Because the same Jesus that was asking these blind men, do you believe, is the same one that's knocking on your heart right now and asking you, do you believe? Do you believe? We have a problem. We have a prayer. We have a pointed question. Something else we have here. I see a personal faith. Now, last week we looked at the power of faith in that father's faith, getting to Jesus and getting Jesus to that child. We see the two blind men this week, and we see that Jesus, he addresses them personally and directly with this question. And here's they have two options at this point. They can either say, no, I don't believe you. But I like the response that they gave. Business, fix and pick up. Brother Jerry, something good getting ready to happen. Somebody's lives are getting ready to get changed. And could I say, just like it got, hallelujah, just like it got changed here with these two blind men, God can change some people's lives in here this very day, my friend. But it'll be up to how you answer the question. Notice their personal faith. Two very simple words in the last part of verse 28. Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. I believe. My life got changed on that Sunday morning when I stepped out of that pew and I said, yes, Lord. I believe. Yes. I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Lord, I don't know the ins and outs of all of it. I can't explain it, but all I know is I just believe it. There was a personal faith. Yea, Lord. What happened when they said yes? Notice verse 29. Then. Then. Boy, that's a powerful word right there, isn't it? Then. After what? After they said yes, then. God, the Lord Jesus, touched their eyes. Oh, my soul, the power of faith. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. You know what Jesus was saying at that point? I've done all I can do. It's up to you. Oh, friend, today I wish you could realize that he's done all he needs to do. The rest is up to you. It's up to you. He'll always do his part. The question is, will you do yours? Then he touched their eyes. There was a personal faith that was placed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a simple faith. It was a personal. We see a personal touch after simple faith, and we see a powerful response. And lastly, this morning, in closing, we see a prayer answered. You say, well, preacher, I've been praying and praying and praying. God ain't answered that prayer yet. Well, don't quit praying. Amen. Don't quit believing. Don't quit trusting. Notice the prayer answered in verse 30. They answered the question. Jesus touched them. In verse 30, and their eyes were what? Their eyes were what?
Open.
Their eyes were what?
Open.
And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Right. I've been blind for all these years, and now I can see, and he expects me not to tell nobody? Why,
I just can't contain it. I just can't help it. I got to tell somebody. Matter of fact, I probably won't have to tell nobody. Too many people, they already going to recognize it. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. They're going to see it for themselves. That I've been touched. That I've been touched. That I've been touched by the Master. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Aren't you glad that when you get touched by the Master, it makes the difference this morning, my friend. He got touched by the Master. Or they got touched by the Master. And what he done for one, he done for two. And what he done for one and what he done for two, he can do for you. Hallelujah. Amen. You write that down. You can use it sometime, preacher. Where'd you get that from? I just got it standing here. What he done for one, he done for two. And what he done for one and what he done for two, he can do for you. I see a prayer answered. I see lives changed. And I don't have time to get in this morning. I've got to get closed down here. Verse 31 says, but they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. You want to know why? Because they wanted somebody else to meet the same one that they met and they believed in and they trusted. And then I find it amazing that not only did he make the fame known, but notice what else happens. Verse 32, man, there's some good stuff in here. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with the devil. What happened? Oh, my soul, this is good. Oh, brother, when their eyes got opened, they started seeing, oh, my soul, they started seeing some other people's problems.
Right. Right.
Woo, hallelujah. When their eyes got opened, they started seeing somebody else's problems, Miss Wilma, and said, we've got to get them to Jesus this morning. Boy, it's amazing when God opens your eyes. May God open our eyes this morning. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe that He's able to do it? Preacher, I don't know where I believe that story or not. See, that's your problem. You don't believe it. Don't change it. I just preached it to you.
That's right.
It stood good for 2,000 plus years. Amen. It'll stand good for 2,000 plus more.
Right.
What do you need to believe Him for today? What do you need to trust Him with today? You know. God's revealed it to you. God spoke to you. And friend, it'll never get no better. I would go on record this morning in closing and saying this. It'll never get no better till you trust Him with it.
Right. Right.
Never get any better. Stand to our feet. It's got to get us a song. Father, we love You this morning. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for the example of the Scriptures this morning. Lord, thank You for the liberty, Lord, to stand and preach the Word of God. And Lord, I know that, Lord, there's so many great things contained within the text of these verses that, Lord, I can't begin to, Lord, look at them all. But, Lord, I've tried to bring out the things that You placed upon my heart. Lord, You knew who was going to be here this morning. Lord, You knew not only who was going to be here, but the needs, Lord, that need to be met. And Lord, I pray this morning that, God, You pull back the blinders from off the eyes and the heart and the mind off of some folks here today and help them to see it's going to be according to their faith what You can and will do in and through their lives here this morning. Lord, if there's some here today lost, God, I pray, help them to step out by faith. If there's some out of the will of God, help them to step out by faith. If there's some here this morning that's facing things that they don't know where they're going to turn next, let them come and trust You this morning. Bring it to You. You're not going to get no better. The blindness can't go away. The burden can't be lifted, Lord, until the burden bearer lifts it. And I'm glad you're that man. I pray this morning that, God, you'd help us to be obedient and be submissive. And, Lord, just turn it over to you and trust you with it. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. With every head bowed, every eye closed as they play softly for just a moment.